Hi, I'm Clark Dunn, your host of the Beyond Rockets podcast. Huntsville, Alabama is primarily known for being the rocket city because of its close association with the U.S. space mission. But Huntsville is so much more than that. Huntsville is home to many high-tech companies, entrepreneurs involved in interesting startups, talented creatives, and much, much more. My goal is to introduce you to some of these individuals that are taking Huntsville beyond the rocket. This episode is sponsored by Fow Wow Design. Fow Wow Design is a local clothing brand focused on bringing hometown freshness to shirtless souls. They offer creative t-shirts, hats, koozies, and so much more. I love Fow Wow Designs because of its ability to make something so familiar, so fun and exciting. From I like Big Spring Ducks and I Cannot Lie to Egg Beater Jesus, you are bound to find something for you. Check out their website today at fowwowdesign.com. This episode is sponsored by Offbeat Coffee Studio. Offbeat Coffee Studio is a local coffee shop located at Campus 805 in Huntsville, Alabama that specializes in offering unique craft coffee. I love Offbeat because of its inviting atmosphere. If you're new to coffee or coffee enthusiast, there's something for you. The baristas allow you to ask questions or recommendations, and while you wait for your cup of coffee, you can check out their incredible selection of vinyl records. Go check out Offbeat Coffee Studio today. Welcome back to another episode of Beyond Rockets. In this episode, I sit down to talk with a new nanoscale brewery and gastro pub called Beezer, which will be coming to the growing downtown Huntsville business and entertainment district. This will be Huntsville's first and only gastro pub and will offer the best in craft beer, remarkable food items, unique to downtown Huntsville's art and entertainment district. First off, thank you for taking the time to sit down and talk with me. Will you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
So I'm Ron Jewell, and my job is to make sure this project gets off the ground. And as you might imagine, there are a small number of large tasks that had to be completed, you know, in order to get this idea together. There's also a large number of small details, all of which has to be addressed, you know, to get us, I don't want to say across the finish line, but out of the starting blocks so we can pull in customer number one through the door. So I do a lot of chasing of shiny objects and wrestling, you know, circumstances that are trying to stop us. And more than anything else, I rely on a very strong assembly of very talented people that actually make things happen around here, you know. And chief among those is my business partner, Doug Tibbs, right here.
Yep. Doug? And I'm Doug, and I'm the brewer here, this beautiful brewery we got here.
Are y'all originally from Huntsville, or did work or family bring you here?
I was raised in Madison since 93. So I've been here quite a while, and Ron, same.
I'm originally from Illinois, and our family moved to Huntsville from Santa Monica, California, when I was still very young. So this is my hometown. And my dad's work brought him here, and he said he wanted to go work on the moon rocket.
I know that y'all's background isn't necessarily in what you do now with Beezer. Can you tell me a little bit about what your background was in prior?
So I guess I'll start.
Sure.
I've been brewing for over 8 years now here locally. Worked for some of the guys in town. Started from the bottom, cut my teeth in the cellar and on packaging, warehouse. Been working warehouse before I got into brewing, and now I work construction.
Constructing Beezer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm my background is in aerospace and defense industries, intelligence community. Since I graduated college, and I worked in a number of capacities, both in engineering research and development, simulation, software development, software sales and marketing, high performance computing, and most recently in a magnetics technology startup. So this is my first attempt at brewing, but I've got the leadership we need.
How did y'all acquire the skills to do today? You said that you've been brewing in town locally for the last 8 years or so. How did you acquire the skills, Ron, to kind of do the day-to-day stuff you do here at Beezer?
I'm going to say what skills, are you talking about? I worked in restaurants in high school and in college, and I did everything from dishwasher, prep cook, line cook, chef, waiter, head waiter, bartender, bar manager. And so I really developed a passion for the food preparation side over that experience. And, once you get immersed in recipe development and preparation for a large number of people, I think you just naturally, you know, keep growing and learning, even if it's, you know, for your family and friends out of your own kitchen.
I mean, we're still acquiring skills today, you know. Every day is an acquire of skills situation. You never know what you're going to get. It's been a lot of fun, I would say. Now that it's over, it's been a lot of fun.
Now that it's started, yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it'll all come out in the memoirs, you know, when we release that.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Talking more about Beezer, can you explain to someone what the term gastropub means, and where did you originally get this idea to bring this to Huntsville?
So Beezer started as a concept, you know, with the food, interestingly enough, and it's really just because that's what I knew most about. You know, once I started home brewing, I saw a lot of the challenges that, you know, you don't know exist until you try to get your hands in it. And then, you know, the local breweries started emerging around here, and I really got my appreciation for the varieties of tastes and styles just took off from there. And so when Doug and I met, you know, it was immediately obvious that he had the know-how and the creative skills to, you know, make the Beezer concept go to beer and food. And so, you know, to answer the gastropub moniker, we talked a lot about what the tagline should be, and Doug actually, you know, came up with that one. And it turns out that, you know, as I understand it, that's it's the perfect noun to describe what we're doing here. And it, I think, originated in the 1990s, West Coast and East Coast, kind of simultaneously. And it really just differentiates the food element. You know, focus on high quality beer, high quality food, as opposed to traditional pub grub you might expect if you strolled into your local public house.
When y'all first had this idea for Beezer, how long did it take to get it to where it is now, where we're inside of it? And what did the space look like itself when you first got it?
It's pretty crusty. if you know downtown Huntsville, I guess my generation refers to this place differently than Ron's generation.
Definitely.
So it's been a number of things over the years. Most recently, Club Rush on this floor and Mickey's nightclub upstairs. So we signed the lease, I guess, right at 2 years ago, 2018. And I mean, that there was still liquor in the bar shelves and cigarettes in the ashtrays, and I'm not kidding. It was pretty bad. So it took us quite a while just to collect our thoughts.
Take inventory.
Take inventory to the dumpster. It was pretty good. But before that, I guess we kind of had been working on it for probably two and a half years before we signed a lease. So we're running on almost 5 years now of putting this together. So wow. It's been quite a challenge. Yeah.
And we actually started construction with a general contractor in hand in January. So we're about
of this year.
We're about 10 months into it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
After construction.
Yeah.
Like Doug said, the initial canvassing of the properties, you know, took a while, but we really wanted to, you know, make sure we did it right. You know, so we looked at 10 or 12 properties.
At least, yeah.
We knew we wanted to be downtown, so we looked at other potential properties in this area as well. But the guiding principle was that we had to size the brewery so that we could meet a capacity production target that would support X number of people that'll make the whole, yeah, you know, high-level numbers work. So once we found this place, you know, we kept looking, but we really wanted to make this happen. So Doug designed this custom, you know, small batch brewery configuration you see behind us, so we can hit that target. And you know, we fit it into a snug footprint. It's optimized.
594 square feet.
594 square feet. It's optimized for production and variety. It's visually appealing. And it leaves plenty of room in here, you know, for our customers. So.
Was the name always going to be called Beezer, or did you have any other names in mind during this process?
Beezer, 100%.
Yeah, I think we knew from the get-go that we wanted to have this overarching entity, characteristic to it. So it's got a lot of cool elements inside as far as business operating's pretty cool.
Perfect adjective. You know, once you start a project like this, no matter how far away the starting, you know, starting date is, everybody wants to know, you know, all about it. So we just kind of held it close to vest, and we were a brewpub project for a while. And,
The people that are involved, they knew. I mean, the brewery industry mostly. I mean, everybody knows that I was working in the industry, and then, you know, I made it obvious that we were doing something down here. But other than that, it's been pretty close-knit. We've got a group of five or six guys that have put in some serious work to get this to where we are today. So it's been crazy, man. It's been a lot of fun, though.
How did this location help your vision for what Beezer could be, and was there ever other locations? You mentioned there was, but when you saw this space, did this vision for Beezer kind of fit this pace perfectly, or was there other places that you were really close to getting?
As I mentioned, the way we kind of approached it is, what size brewery do we need to have? Brew house, the cellar equipment and so forth. And just kind of approached it from that, you know, that approach or that perspective or through that lens. And so once we really felt like we were going to be, landing here, then the wheels really started turning. And there were some guidelines about the footprint of the brewery. That was a negative, but you know what? Since we had, 17-foot ceilings, Doug can make it work. We've got a lot of room in here, so even though we're spacing out tables, we've always had them more than 6 feet apart as a concept.
Right.
This is enough bodies, covers, as they say, in here to consume that amount of beer. And the theoretical model says it should work.
So. Yeah. The brewery didn't look like that when we signed the lease. I mean, the whole place has been an evolution of the day-to-day, coming up with, how tall the bar should be, where we need to put this fridge, how the beer lines run. Those all of those, I mean, the floor, everything has just happened extremely organically from us and our boy Adam Loveless. Plug.
Sign up.
At Sticks AMUS on Instagram. He's a badass, and unfortunately he couldn't be here today, but he's been a huge part of what we're doing here. I mean, everything. That teller booth over there, that was covered in a sheet in the basement. It's from early 1900s, Huntsville Bank around the corner. We repurposed that. I mean, everything in here has just been, we need to do that, and that's what we did.
Yeah.
And
every time a question came up, can we do that? The answer was yes, even though you didn't know
how
it was going to get there. Yeah. And many times it was through Adam's talents, but mostly it's Doug and Adam together, man.
We make a great team.
Yeah.
Ron analyzes. I schedule and Adam produces.
And then I overanalyze.
And then he overanalyzes the product. We make a great team, the three of us, for sure.
So I know that Beezer will be home to a few different things, from a brewery to a kitchen. Can you tell me a little bit about what someone could expect if they were to come into Beezer?
Man, what can you not expect? Everything. I mean, you walk in, you got a full service restaurant, gorgeous brewery. All the beers we serve are on site. Made on site, full liquor bar. Obviously, we're going to keep that limited to what we think the appropriate business approach is: champagnes, wine, high end food coming out of Champagne Taco Kitchen. You got Northside Coffee is one of our tenants who they got a roaster in the back, cappuccino machine right here in the main room, and then Hippie Camper, good friend of ours for a long time, Garrett Hardy. I grew up with him in high school, middle school, and he's got a hell of a soon-to-be father-in-law that's Ron's good friend. They've been involved since the get-go. We knew we wanted to get them in here. So they'll be using our space as a commissary kitchen, and we'll have some of their things on the menu, so it'll give them some small expansion opportunity, mm-hmm. just to more so give Huntsville another food option for their style, plant-based, mm-hmm. vegan.
Yep.
I mean, I love all their stuff. Because of them, I went vegetarian for a couple months last year. It's not much of a...
I go vegetarian all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I love their food.
I've done it thousands of times.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just good food. I don't even think of it as plant-based or vegan. It's just
right.
Awesome.
It's just great food, and that's kind of always been the target for Beezer. Is great freaking food and fantastic beer, great service, a cool spot to hang out. And that's what we've wanted from the get-go, and this is where we ended up. It did not look like this from the beginning. I guarantee you that. So it's part of the experience. I think all those things combined.
Yeah, well said.
Would you say y'all have always had an entrepreneurial mindset?
Me? No. I think it's just really a passion for food, and really over the last 7 or 8 years, you know, the appreciation for this craft beer, you know, American craft beer boom. And, you know, so for me, it's been just a passion for those two things. Once we decided we could see a way that we could maybe cobble together a business like we end up with here, it was all the drive we needed, and we just have to solve one challenge at a time. And it's been surprisingly few setbacks. There are setbacks, but... man, you know, there's always a solution, and these guys come up with it.
Yeah. Ever since I started in 2012 with Blue Pants in Madison, Blue Pants Brewery, I fell in love with, you know, it's a mix of art, mechanical, process. I mean, you got raw materials that differ. There's just so many different avenues, so many different permutations, like we talk about all the mm-hmm. time. You can have one batch of beer, and you can split it into however many different variations. It's just been a lot of fun. I love learning every day. I'm still learning every day. Get better, continuous improvement. So I got a lot of people to thank that opportunity over the last 8 years to learn the trade and become what I consider a professional in the industry, for sure. That's how I'm looking at it.
What is something y'all know now in this journey to create Beezer that you did not know in the beginning and that you wish you would have known?
The list. You don't have enough time for that.
I think a law degree might have come in handy. You know, there are contracts everywhere. There's licenses everywhere. There's restrictions everywhere. On the other hand, there are knowledgeable and innovative and experienced people that are connected to this core team. And I can't stress that enough. When something arose, Doug or Adam knew somebody. And on occasion, maybe I knew someone that we could bring in. And they could help us along the way. And I also want to say there's a number of local, city of Huntsville and state of Alabama folks that have been instrumental in getting things done, and that they're really good, and all you have to do is ask for help.
Yeah, you can't be scared to ask. And what do you know? What did you not know? It's just, you got to be open-minded and acknowledge that you don't know what you don't know. And it's really hard to trust people that are considering themselves professionals. You got to do your research. You got to be open-minded. Know that your way is not the best way most of the time, and be willing to let other professionals give you insight. They've done their research. They've got the background. I mean, obviously, I had a lot to do with the design of the brewery, but man, if it wasn't for the people at BrewBev guiding me and asking questions and being open to my suggestions and really giving me the keys to the Ferrari, to the computers, and letting me do what I thought was best. You know, they weren't necessarily arguing. And here we are. The thing is beautiful. It's a freaking efficient machine. And it's exactly what I thought it would be. But you just got to trust the professionals. We've had a lot of help along the way, yeah. But we've done a lot ourselves too. So it's a balance for sure.
Yeah.
How much of y'all's success thus far would you contribute to your hard work, and how much would you contribute to being in the right place at the right time?
Everything is hard work.
Yep.
Nothing is easy. And I think our success thus far is just primarily due to the talents of the people that comprise this team. And that's as succinctly as I can state it.
Yeah, I mean, you can be in the right place at the right time, but if you don't put the work in, you're not getting anywhere. You can only ride coattails for so long before that it rips, and you're by yourself, and you got to keep your nose down and keep chopping wood and come in every day and get better and be learning and keep getting it done.
And I don't think we've ever looked at each other and said, wow, this is hard.
No.
But it is.
Absolutely.
But we never are conscious of it.
Yeah.
It's what we do.
It was just fun. The journey was what y'all kind of signed up to doing. So
no matter
what was going to happen, you were ready to go.
I mean, no idea. You come in, unlock the door. You're prepared for adversity. You expect something to be wrong.
And
expect
it
the worst.
Yeah, and it is.
Expect the worst, and if it's not, then it's a good day.
I mean, if you don't know that you're about to walk in, something's going to be broken. And this is, I was kind of primed for this in the brewing world. Most of the breweries that I worked for bootstrapped their operation. They had a lump sum of capital. They built what they thought they needed, and they fixed things with Band-Aids along the way instead of doing it right the first time and reaping the benefits of that 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years later. Everything breaks every day, and you gotta either know how to fix it or have somebody on the team that can fix it. And if you don't have those things, you're gonna pay a lot of money for somebody to come and BS the system and get it to work for a week, and then it's gonna be garbage again. And I mean, we've kinda, the whole way through, it's just been, we're gonna do this the right way the first time, and we're not gonna have to mess with it again.
Yeah.
And we're gonna maintain it. And that's kind of been the get-go.
Yeah, and if there's not, if you're not obtaining and producing a solution to some problem, what have you done?
It's getting worse.
It's like, I can't imagine where you come in and you just go through some motions and, check off the end of the day is done, now what's next? We solve problems, and that makes it very gratifying.
Right.
Because we found a solution.
Yeah.
And it's been unstoppable so far. Unreal.
We've gotten in the groove of creating solutions more than verifying problems. And that is very gratifying. Mm-hmm. That's a great way of looking at it.
Yeah.
I mean,
and everybody wants to help us. They want us to succeed. So
right.
Amazing.
Yep.
Everybody in the industry, other breweries. Yep.
We've gotten help from literally every single brewery in town.
Yep.
Buying kegs from Straight to Ale. Robo at Fractal unloaded our coolers for us.
They had a loading dock. We didn't.
Yeah, and we got theirs,
Yeah.
The guys at Rocket Republic, they've helped us a number of times. Yellowhammer, it's all about, treating people right initially. I've known a lot of those people for a long time, and, I guess they respect me, and I consider them friends. And they're willing to help because they want us to be successful because they know our head's in the right place.
Yeah, there's the connectivity to the core team I'm talking about. These are spokes that go out, and there they are. There's answers or there's guidance. where there's cautionary tales or, you know, whatever it might be. So,
you mentioned a little bit about just the other breweries that are in town. And during your journey of the last almost 5 years now creating this place and the brewery being a big part of the space, was there ever a hesitant during the way that Huntsville was going to be overpopulated with breweries and that another brewery was not going to work in the system? Or did y'all always envision that what is going on here was going to be perfect for Huntsville and was going to be needed and would be successful?
Every brewery has their style. I have a different style than the guys at Yellowhammer. The Straight Tail has a different style than Green Bus. So I don't think there's anywhere close to being a saturation point here in Huntsville. There's always a need for better beer, and that's kind of what my mindset is. I'm not coming in here to be second best. I fully expect to make the best beer in town. That's my maybe lofty goal as a professional, but I mean, if you start something and your expectation is to maybe be in somebody's top four when they talk about Huntsville, then you know you're not all in the way that we're all in. We fully expect to blow the market out and produce really high quality product and a huge variety of it and for a long time.
Yeah, I think the more good beer there is, the more good beer consumers there seem to be. You know, we always get asked that question, and I've just never seen it as, oh, how are we ever going to break into the market? It's like just get in the market and the market grows, and the craft beer community, and especially the ones that are knowledgeable, loyal, and aficionados, are they want it all. You know,
have a wide assortment of things to go to.
Until the group of craft beer enthusiasts stop traveling to Nashville and Atlanta and Birmingham to spend their hard-earned income, then we'll talk about being oversaturated. Mm-hmm. But as long as there are people leaving Huntsville to go buy products that they cannot get here, then
there's room.
There's room.
Good point.
So I know a lot of things have happened that's kind of sidelined y'all's. I mean, with the last 8 months and all the uncertainty that we've had in the last 8 months with COVID,
unprecedented times.
I know it's impacted y'all and y'all's time frame of opening. When do y'all expect or hope to finally open the doors to the Huntsville community?
Yeah, I actually anticipated the pandemic.
just like you verified in Big Ten football.
That's right. Anyway, it looks like right now at 1 month.
Yeah. And that's a pretty, I mean, we're giving ourselves some room there. There's a couple of things that need to happen between now and then. And we've kind of, you know, fortunately, given the unprecedented situation that we're all faced with right now, it's given us a lot of breathing room to do things the way that we want them done, not have to push to get the doors open, and really refine some of our objectives and the aesthetics that you look around and see. So, I mean, We signed the lease 2 years ago and expected to be open in 6 months initially, and it was a pipe dream.
Until you complete the architecture,
yeah,
you can't do it. Until you hire a contractor, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Until you build the structures that are necessary to hold up 200,000 pounds of equipment and liquid. You can't do it, and until you meet all of the requirements that are there for good reason, but there's a number of steps ahead before you can get to what you want. I always look at this as not when did we conceive it and how long did it take, but when do we hire someone to start
doing stuff,
cutting wood, pouring concrete, and so forth? And that's been right at 10 months today.
Yeah,
there we go.
How about that?
Yeah.
It's always more
record time.
Always more complicated than you think,
yeah,
for sure. And at this point, what's another couple weeks for us to make sure that we're comfortable and get our skin right and make sure that first impression for everybody that walks through the door is, wow, you know, these guys really thought about every single inch of this place. And we did.
Yeah, we had to.
We had to. It's completely different from what it was initially and what it's been for a long time.
Yeah. When the book comes out, we're going to have a whole chapter on which of the dimensions were most critical. And
whose ideas.
Whose ideas and how we got there.
Yeah. So, yeah. When the book comes out.
What advice would you give to someone who's looking at starting something new in Huntsville or looking to opening up their own business?
Cash flow is king. Make sure you are well established and understand financing, and make sure that you got a business model, you beat it up, sanity check for days, make sure
redundant.
Hit it once, give it 24 hours, hit it again. I mean, you can never overanalyze anything when, I mean, this is a huge project that we've got here. You gotta be ready to look at every single aspect of every single, I mean, the chairs and the feet on the chairs and the cushions on the chairs and the height of the bar and the height of the footrest.
Things that, like, when you go places you didn't necessarily don't think of, but when you're actually creating it yourself, you appreciate the little things.
Oh, I mean, for the last 2 years, we've been going into every restaurant and saying,
and how
does this feel?
Yeah, we're looking under the bar.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, this floor is really slippery.
Right.
And it's just, you can't analyze enough. And that's where we've been blessed with Ron. He's an analytic, and he loves doing it, which is great.
So my advice is do it. Identify the people that can help you, and go. Don't wait. Go at it. And above all, I find, I think we just led into this, that if you just pay attention to details, you're going to love the outcome.
Because you know it's there, and you know why it's there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know how it got there. You know how long it'll be there.
Yeah.
It hurts your head, but man, it's worth it for sure. Do it.
How can people connect with you and what's going on at Beezer and stay connected with everything that's happening?
So Beezer has an Instagram and a Facebook. Chandler's Ford has an Instagram and a Facebook. That's really how we're going to communicate initially until we get the ball rolling. We've got a website being built for us right now. So all those details will spout out on the...
And we have a phone number.
We have a phone number. We have 5 phone numbers.
But the public will just see one.
Right. What's our phone number?
It's 256-427-2500.
Please call us.
Call me now. Ask for Ron.
Yep.
Or Doug.
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
And we're also members of state, local, and national advocacy organizations like Downtown Huntsville, Inc. and Alabama Brewers Guild and the National Brewers Association. And they, again, provide expertise. They hold regular meetings where they're answering questions before we even... have entertained the questions, which has been really good. So,
well, thank you again for sitting down and talking with me. I love learning more about Beezer, and I continue to look forward to the success that we'll have in the future and the years to come in downtown Huntsville. And if you want to stay up to date and learn more about Chandler's Ford and the Champagne Taco and the other things that are happening at Beezer, be sure to check out future episodes of Beyond Rockets.
Word.
Thanks very much. Yeah, good.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Beyond Rockets. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, as well as you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Beyond Rockets to stay up to date on the new episodes and the events that are going on in Huntsville. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.